JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 26. The Jews come to Spain.
In the 7th century, the Muslims take over all of North Africa, including Algeria and Tunisia and Morocco. And it's just, so to speak, a stone's throw to cross the Straits of Gibraltar and come into Spain. When the Muslims came to Spain and they conquered most of the Iberian Peninsula, Jews went with them. And the Jews were very active with the Muslims. Now, this was a Muslim society that was moderate, that to a great extent was tolerant. It was the most progressive civilization in the world. It had poetry and music and art and philosophy, and it had a certain degree of tolerance for others as well. And the Abdul el-Rahman, who had been the caliph in Baghdad and who had got thrown out of Iraq, moved to Spain, and he established a dynasty there in Spain, and the Jews were very active with him. So we had Jewish foreign ministers, we had Jewish generals in the army. We even had Jewish prime ministers. There were people like Shmuel Hanagid, the great Shmuel the Prince, who was the leading courtier in the court of the Muslim rulers. And there was Chizda ibn Shaprut and other Jews that rose to very high positions. The Jews basically were wealthy. They were merchants. They were tradespeople. The Muslims needed them to deal with the Christians because the Muslims didn't want to deal with the Christians directly. So the Jews were the intermediaries. They were like the ambassadors. And this is the golden age of the Jews in Spain, beginning in about 670 and lasting till about 1150. And from 1150 to 1492, the Christians begin to take over Spain. And when they take over Spain, then the Jews, the fortunes of the Jews decline radically in Spain until they're finally expelled. Thanks for watching. My name is Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.